Centre at 6. Prince Philip spending a few days in hospital as a precaution after feeling unwell. Buckingham Palace says the Duke of Edinburgh was admitted yesterday evening on the advice of his doctor. The 99-year-old's illness isn't COVID-related. Our reporter Alistair Buncall is outside the private King Edward VII Hospital in London.
The tone very much is nothing to worry about too much. The Queen has remained in Windsor, where both her and the Duke of Edinburgh have been seeing out the COVID pandemic. They had their first vaccinations back in January. We're told that he is displaying no COVID-related symptoms.
Scientists believe millions of people with coronavirus will go undetected unless the government expands its range of symptoms. Currently, a cough, fever and loss of smell or taste triggers a test, but researchers want another four added to the list, including fatigue, headache, sore throat and diarrhea. Professor Tim Spector's lead scientist on the Zoe COVID symptom study, which is behind the findings.
If you didn't have those extra symptoms included in your list, you would miss about 30% of cases that go on and have a positive PCR test. So one in three people are probably being missed at the moment.
The latest daily figures show there have been another 738 COVID-related deaths in the UK. That's in addition to just under 13,000 new cases. The UK's chief Brexit negotiator has been appointed as a full member of cabinet. Lord Frost will effectively continue much of his previous role by advising on the country's relationship with the EU. In sport, a big game near the bottom of the Premier League is just starting. Third from bottom, Fulham are at Burnley. Later leaders Manchester City can go 10 points clear at Everton. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic host Aberdeen. And Gwyneth Paltrow's revealed she had COVID-19, which left her with fatigue and brain fog. Writing on her website, the actress says she's now embarking on a long-term healing plan. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action, No clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank, coming down like a Dow Jones, when the clouds come we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and she vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I'ma stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Stand under my umbrella. La, 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 eh, eh. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM. My name is Ella Webb and you are listening to my show World Wide Web. I'm back again this week with my co-host, my dad.
Hello. Hello.
Alright. I am okay.
Alright.
I am okay. Good. We have got some great songs lined up as well as some great stories. And starting off with our first one, COVID-19 vaccine target on track.
Wow, we're straight in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no messing about.
Nope, not today.
Bosh.
On the 4th of February. And if you didn't know,
what was
that's
that?
My birthday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Wow.
Yep. On the 4th of
think
February.
I think you mentioned that.
I don't think I did.
I think you did.
I think I might have mentioned it once. So, on the 4th of February, UK Vaccines Minister Namid Zamwa said the UK was on track to hit its first COVID-19 vaccination target. So, which is good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good, yes. I'd say.
So, the vaccine is to obviously try and stop coronavirus and helps the body to fight the disease with its own defences.
Mm.
And the COVID-19 vaccination programme is the largest in UK history.
Yes, it is.
So, what is the target? What's the target? So, the government...
What is the target? What? Tell us.
I was about to. The government set a target of offering the first COVID-19 vaccine dose to around 15 million of the most vulnerable people by the 15th of February, which was Monday?
Yeah.
Yep, because today's the 17th. These include everyone over the age of 70, people who are most medically at risk from COVID-19, residents in care homes of older adults and their carers, and all frontline health and social care workers. This is a target that should have been reached by the 15th of February. Once this is achieved, the jab can be offered to everyone else who is over 50 years old. Two vaccine doses are needed for the best possible protection. The second dose will be given between 3 to 12 weeks after the first. So not all people over the age of 70 have actually received their second dose.
No, not yet.
They've only received, so everyone over 70 has received their first one.
Their first one, yeah, which I think after something like 3 weeks gives them a degree of immediate protection.
Yes. What about children? So the disease can be affected older people most seriously. So they are receiving the vaccination first. Children are not usually at risk of becoming seriously ill from COVID-19. So currently, there are no plans for children to be offered the vaccine. So where are the vaccines being delivered? So there are more than 2,700 COVID-19 vaccine sites in the UK, with more opening each day. Many hospitals and pharmacies are being used and local vaccination centres are being set up in buildings that are not currently being used. So for example, here there's one over in the Brentwood Centre.
There is, yes.
There's a COVID vaccine site.
Has been
there
for a few weeks now.
Yeah, because it's not in use. So it's a good building to use. These include venues such as the Premier League Football Club, Crystal Palace Stadium, which is, they're using just buildings which no one else is using.
Well, that one, it's being used because there's football being played, but they won't have the crowds there, so it's not being used to the same
The only people
volume.
Who are there are the football players and the managers.
And the staff and everything else that goes into running the match day stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So what has been achieved? So at the time, the week Junior went to press, 12.6 million people had received their first vaccine jab.
So I can tell you that number now is over 15.9 million.
Wow. And 516,000 have been given their second. Any updates on that?
I haven't got that stat, I'm afraid. Yes, I have.
Oh, yes,
546,165, to be exact, as
It'd
of
be
16
more precise
minutes
if it
ago.
Was, wow. Well, maybe if you refresh it, you can get a maybe. More update one. I've had their second one. John Crick, the 76-year-old care home resident in England, told ITV News that he was delighted to have had the jab. You feel as if you are being free, he said. which is good. At least people are getting them and seeing and feeling as if, like, okay, I've got this now, and not, right, let's go out now, but feel as if it's definitely affected them and that they're grateful for it, because,
yeah,
like, especially if they're over 70.
I'd imagine it's like, you know, being given a pair of, your only pair of trousers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, you can still go out. You can't really go anywhere, but at least you can go out now.
How has that got to link with trousers?
Well, because if you didn't have any trousers on, then you wouldn't go out, would you?
I still don't really understand.
It's an odd analogy, I'll grant you. But would you go out if you didn't have any trousers?
No.
Well, there you go.
But what has that got to do with...
So then you have the jab and suddenly you've got like a medical pair of trousers. Now you can go out. You can't go anywhere because everything's
trousers?
Still shut.
Why not a top? Why not a hat?
Because
why not an umbrella?
Because you'd go out without
why
a
not shoes?
On. Shoes? You could go for shoes if you want. I think you're more likely to go out without shoes on than without trousers.
I'm just still very confused on that. So you can keep that to your thinking you've got medical trousers.
But I haven't yet, because I haven't had the jab. This is it.
Anyway, our first song this week is Monster by Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath, yeah. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip? What if I fall? Then am I the monster? I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, yeah. Tearing me down, tearing me down, yeah. I take responsibility for everything I've done, yeah. Holding it against me like you're the holy one, yeah. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I, what if I trip?
That was Monster by Justin... Oh, Shawn Mendes and Justin... I said the opposite last time. I went Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. Then I went Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes. But
easy mistake to make. I'd have made the same mistake, I suspect.
It was literally up here on the system, though.
Ah.
Exactly. But now it is time for... our Around the World update. our three stories from somewhere across the globe, the world, anywhere. You can go first. I like having you go first.
Do you?
Yeah. I want to go first.
Oh, make your mind up.
I'm going to go first. So, our first one. In the US, groundhog forecasts a long winter.
Oh no, not that groundhog.
Groundhog Day has been marked every year on the 2nd of February in Pennsylvania since 1887. Tradition said that after a groundhog emerged from a hole to see its own shadow and runs away, there will be a long winter. If it does not see its shadow, then spring is coming early. This year, Phil the groundhog did see his shadow, so winter is set to continue. However, Phil is only 39% right of the time. So just don't trust Phil. Why is his name Phil?
And the fact is, he's a groundhog.
Exactly.
It's a great film.
A groundhog?
Great film, by the way. Bill Murray. Very funny film.
Why is his name Phil?
Puxatawney Phil. Puxatawney. It's the name of the town in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but why is the groundhog called Phil?
I don't know.
Any other name? Bob? Jeff?
Maybe. Maybe they were his predecessors. Can't be the same groundhog all the time, can it? Not for that length of time.
What's your story? You're just confusing me today a lot. First of all, trousers.
Trousers? You wouldn't go out without wearing trousers.
That still just confuses me.
So don't go out without the COVID jab.
What's our next story?
We're off to Egypt. Alexandria, to be precise. Where archaeologists have unearthed ancient mummies which have had gold tongues placed in their mouths when they were buried. Which was believed to be about 2,000 years ago. And the theory is that the ancient Egyptians placed these, they're not actual tongues, don't worry, it's not that kind of malicious, but these items, which are covered in gold leaf, into the mouths of the bodies when they were buried, so that the dead could speak to the god Osiris when they went on to the next world. There you go. Because the Egyptians believed that Osiris was in charge of the afterlife and judged the dead. So if you didn't convince Osiris that you were actually, you know, quite a decent person when you were on Earth, then who knows where you'd be banished.
And our final one, in Canada, artists create spectacular snow art. A retired teacher has been making large scale work of art in snow. Kim Usme carved geometric designs in up to 100 metres across a snowy field and frozen lake. Using his tools such as a compass, ropes and sticks, Usme made intricate shapes by walking through the snow. He used Google Maps to plan the design before walking up to 20 miles to create his images. He hopes to inspire others to take up snow art and has begun teaching the craft. Teaching snow art.
Well, yeah, why not?
Wouldn't, when you walk over to it, though, wouldn't there just be footprints anyway?
Yeah. And it's a bit seasonal, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't do it in the middle of summer.
You can't do it in the summer.
It was harder.
You could do it with sand.
Sand art, yeah.
But the sand always just falls into it. Snow kind of stays in its place.
Yeah, but then you get sand sculptures, like proper sand sculptures, not like the things that I make on the beach in France. France, remember that? Oh.
No, but with snow, for example, you can make a snowman just with the snow, where if you're going to make a sandman, you can't just use the sand right up next to you. You've got to take some from the water's edge, which is wet.
I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah,
but no,
harder.
But sand sculptures are made with a special type of sand.
See?
Hmm.
You wouldn't be able to do it if you're at the beach. Like that, you could do it if, for example, if it snowed, then you could do it wherever. You didn't have to have a certain type of snow.
Well, I don't know. You might need icy snow. You can't have fluffy snow because it doesn't bond very well.
And also, why are you doing it on a lake? What if the lake just cracks?
Yeah, that's a bit bonkers. Yeah, surely there are safer places to do it.
Yeah, like in a tree.
Yeah, I think I'd choose the lake over the tree.
No, what if you fell into the lake? That's going to be freezing.
What if you fell out of the tree?
At least you don't fall into icy water.
True. Okay.
Just don't do it in on the top of a lake, because you'll fall in.
No. Anyway, it's a bit late because all the snow's gone now.
Yep, every single bit of it. Now, we have got our first double song of the show. Our first one is Willow by Taylor Swift, followed by Steal My Girl by One Direction.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. If it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. There was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. You know that my train. Was a willow and it bent right to your wind. They count me out time and time again. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. I come back stronger than a 90s trend. Wait for the signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bit and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. You know that my train could take you home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Since we were 16, we want the same things. We dream the same dreams, alright. Alright. I got it all, cause she is the one. Her mom calls me love, but dad calls me son, alright. Alright. I know
she's in those jeans, alright. Alright. I don't exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn, alright. She knows, she knows that I'm never gonna let another take a love from me now. Everybody wants to steal my girl. Everybody wants to take her all the way. Couple million in the whole wide world. We'll find another one, cause she belongs to me.
That was Willow by Taylor Swift and Still My Girl by One Direction. Now it's time for this week's food talk.
Ooh.
The time of the show which always makes us hungry. And then after this, whenever something related to food pops up, I always get speak about it as food, even if it's not food. But when I first, so for example, when it was kinder, I said it's kinder, because we do, it was just after the food debate.
I was wondering where you were going, and then, yeah, now it makes sense.
And when I told you the title of this story earlier, you were a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Cafe's bread bowl hand warmer.
Yeah, I need a little bit more information on this.
A cafe and bakery chain in the US has made special hand warmers so that customers don't get cold hands while drinking iced coffee in winter. The mitten, called the Icy and Toasty Bread Bowl Glove, has been designed to look like a bread bowl, an edible bowl made from bread. If you didn't know what a bread bowl was.
Yeah.
It opens at the top for the coffee cup and has an opening at the side where people can put their hand in. Despite looking like a loaf of bread, it isn't edible.
Ah.
That's sad. The company, yeah, Panery, was inspired to make the mittens after a survey found that 78% of people in the US still intend to drink their favourite iced coffee despite the chilly temperatures. It's very good. But why don't make it out of bread, like a freshly baked bit of bread, because then that's warm. Cut a hole in it so the person can put their hand in, and then they can eat it as well at the same time.
I would have thought...
That's an amazing idea.
I know, yeah. I'm with you. I agree.
I've surprised myself there.
Yeah, what are you going to do with this new exciting initiative?
Nothing.
Ah.
Probably because I don't have a bakery.
So does it say what this is actually made of, if it's not made from bread?
It's probably just made of, like,
material.
Glove material on the outside with, like, a whole load of...
It just looks like
stuff
a loaf of bread.
Yeah. When I first saw the picture, I thought, is that guy holding a loaf of bread with his hand inside? Although it does seem to be holding the bottom of the bread as well. But is it not stable on his hand?
So presumably this is reusable. It's not just kind of a...
Probably.
You know.
Because there's that pocket for the drink, and then you can put your hand inside. But then you only get one, because you won't be holding two drinks. But like...
They are, of course, assuming that people have gone out in the cold to buy a cold drink, which they're going to then drink in the cold outside without thinking about taking gloves with them.
Yeah, but even when wearing gloves... I was going to say, even when wearing gloves, your hands do still get cold. Because that will have a lot of stuffing in.
This is true.
To make it look bread-shaped.
Yeah.
And I still drink iced coffee, even though it's February.
Yeah, but you don't tend to go outside with it in the cold.
No.
For the simple reason that it's cold.
True.
I mean, great idea. And your idea is even better.
Run, I know.
Run with that, you know. You never
run.
Know. You never know. Could make you a millionaire.
But to be honest, it's not very hygienic, is it?
Well, I mean, just don't drop it.
No, but on your hand. For example, when buying the drink.
Yeah.
It's not very hygienic, is it?
Probably not.
See, there we go. I've just turned my own idea down.
Well, at least I didn't waste much time on it.
No, at least I wasn't thinking, right, this is a good idea. Then realised. It only took about 2 minutes for me to realise, hang on, that's not a very good idea.
Why bread, though? I mean, you'd make it looking a bit more
well, because
like
they're
a cafe biscuit.
And bakery. Why a biscuit?
Okay, if it's a bakery as well, yeah, I missed that bit, yeah.
So why a biscuit? A biscuit, well, you usually have a biscuit as flat, where bread, it would actually look like you've got a loaf of bread. That's the point. It's meant to look like, it's designed to be in the shape of a loaf of bread.
And it clearly works.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's a bit of bread.
How about a chocolate muffin?
I don't know. I didn't invent it.
Just a thought. Chocolate muffin.
Also, why would you have a huge chocolate muffin?
Why would you buy a loaf of bread to go with an iced coffee?
No, but the loaf of bread, you'd usually get a large loaf of bread. The loaf of bread usually is big. You wouldn't get a massive sized muffin.
Put an iced coffee into a loaf of bread. I'm not suggesting you put an iced coffee into a chocolate muffin.
Exactly.
Maybe they could do both. Mix it up a bit.
No, but for example, that actually looks like a loaf of... This is what I'm trying to say. That actually looks like a loaf of bread because of its size. A chocolate muffin wouldn't look like an actual chocolate muffin.
An oversized chocolate muffin. You're
exactly.
Telling me you wouldn't eat an oversized chocolate muffin.
Yeah, but it wouldn't look right, would it?
Sure it would if you were just slowly picking it apart.
Like, look at your hand.
Like you're slowly picking my cunning plan apart.
I picked my own plan apart. Yes. So that was our food talk of this week.
It's a good talk. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. I liked it as well. Now we've got another song. And I didn't pick the songs again this week. So I wasn't the one who picked this song. Yes, it is one that I used to play a lot. Like every single show, every single week. It's this.
Fall for a lie.
No Time to Die here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now it's time for this week's food talk.
We've had that. Three food talks.
This week's two little stories and our first one. Lightspeed Lego fan sets new world record. A 12-year-old boy in Kentucky, in the USA, has set a Guinness World Record by building a Star Wars Millennium Falcon micro-figure Lego set.
Catchy.
Star Wars Millennium Falcon micro-fighter Lego set in under two minutes.
What?
Whoa!
That's good going.
Yes. It took Handen Haste just 1:59.72. Very precise.
That can't be straight out of the box. That must
be put together.
He must have done that before, taking it all apart again, got all the pieces in the right places.
I don't know.
Surely.
Which was a record for his model. His father, Matthew, said that his son wants to set a world record during lockdown and found one and managed to combine his love with both Lego and Star Wars. Wow.
I mean, I'm a bit
under
jealous.
Under 2 minutes.
If I'm honest.
Well, there you go. You've got to beat 1:59.72. Go.
I haven't got one.
Well, go to the shops and buy one.
I'll do that.
Go buy a Star Wars Millennium Falcon micro-fighter Lego set.
You probably find it's got three pieces in it.
One, two, three.
Done.
Whoa.
Stop the clock.
That took you 400 minutes to do that.
Hmm.
And our second one, Books for Background. A company in Bristol, England, fills film sets.
Easy for you to say.
Sets with books says its sale has risen because of home offices. People are buying or renting piles of books at a time from Book Barn International and decorating the background of for online video meetings. Sales range from a few shelves worth of book to an entire library. The company has around millions of books in stocks, and customers have been picking books based on the look of the covers, the titles, or the subjects. So people are basically just getting books installed, which they're never actually going to read, just through a background of a Zoom call.
I can actually understand that, having had almost a year of Zoom calls now.
Yeah, but what if when everyone goes back to work, you're just going to have spent a lot of money on a background, which you're probably not going to use again? It's like, oh, look, there's the book wall I used in 2021.
Mainly 2020. Hopefully more 2020 than
2021. Oh, look, there is it. I haven't actually used it. I don't read any. I haven't read any of the books.
You might do one day. You never know. You never know.
Or just sit in front of a fireplace. That's pretty. Sit outside in the snow. What was snow? It's that simple. Make your own background.
Yeah, but people like to have a nice, you know, an intellectual-looking background.
Oh, well, all right.
I've got a PS4 in my background and the laundry basket. Very professional.
Very nice.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in, but I don't wanna fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. Tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess, but wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never. I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain, 'cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. I think of you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Same lips red, same eyes blue, same white shirt, couple more tattoos. It's not you, and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. The fridge light washes this room wide. The moon dances over your good side. This was all we used to need. Tongue tied like we've never known. Telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. How it feels to have a heartbeat. I'm just trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
That was Never Really Over by Katy Perry and Two Ghosts by Harry Styles. That is actually all for me from this week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does, yes. No, when I said it, it didn't sound right though. But yes, that is all from me this week. I'll be back next week with more from the week, Junior. And remember, no, I won't say that yet. You're back next week, aren't you? No, next week, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
Yep, Thursday.
On the world's greatest cricket radio show. 6 till 8, 98 not out.
I was about to say, you might want to say what the name is first. Yep. It's not 6 till 8.
6 till 8 p.m.
That's not the name of the show, though.
98 not out.
There we go. Cricket show, your co-host, you and Darren.
Darren Mooty, yep. The one and only.
But that is all from me this week. And remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web. Because I just say, we just talk about stories from all across the globe.
That you won't hear anywhere else.
No, which you don't hear anywhere else. Usually no other radio show will talk about a bread-looking muffin.
Pretty much guarantee that.
Exactly. That's only my show.
Glove.
Yeah. But that is all from
me. That could have been it. The muffin mitten.
Oh. Okay. But a new week, new news here on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
And I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. My
to, I can't stop. Yeah. My love is like a rocket watching blast off. And I'm feeling so electric, dance my ass off. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop.
Baby, my sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading.
I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Oh, no. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Change him, oh.